Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Keeping It 99. I just totally popped out. Let me do it again. Welcome to a podcast. It's called Keeping It 99. My name is Eagle.
That's not how you start it.
Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll in Northeast Ohio. I still got it. It's been months. My name is Eagle. And I still got it. And I am joined by someone else who I'm pretty sure still has got it. You still got it.
I got more of it.
The one, the only, Rubber City Red.
We're back, bitches.
We're back. And I'm looking at this picture of the band Radian right now that just got posted up on.
Look at these guys.
All right.
They're like, we wear coats.
Yeah. Look how the first three, Chira, Jeff Fall. And the drummer
Fistula. That's Jeff Sullivan.
Just Jeff Sullivan. They're very happy in that picture. And
Burns is like, I'm too cool for school.
He looks like he's got a lollipop like going on.
Tully Savalas. He's smoking a cigarette.
He's smoking a cigarette. He don't give a fuck. Mike Burns.
Mike doesn't give a fuck because he's still smoking cigarettes. He's not even vaping.
He don't even give a shit.
He's like, fuck you guys.
He's like, I'm an adult. I'm a fucking adult,
guys. I do what I want.
Radian is playing Musica this Saturday. They're having their debut show. Radian,
it is February 1st, right?
Yep, February 1st. It's a free show. It starts at 9 o'clock at Musica with Rebreather and our friends Goose.
That's going to be a banger.
It's going to be a super fucking banger. I'm kind of hoping if I can make it up myself, but I don't like to commit to things. It's kind of a, life's kind of a
I never commit to things anymore.
No, why would you?
Nobody ever sees me either.
Why would you commit to anything?
I don't understand how this happened. Like, how do I get to a point in my life? I'm 42 years old now, right? Like, how did I get to a point in my life where, like, I'm not, like, just go do it? Right. Like, when I was younger, like, you couldn't hold me back. You couldn't fucking stop me from going out. You know, multiple shows a week. Sometimes two shows in a night. Different venues. Seeing everybody. Hanging out with the fucking homies and shit. I don't see my homies no more. I haven't seen a show in forever. I don't fucking go out and do shit. I sit at home and I watch like Private Practice, which is a great show, by the way, if you missed it. It was on like 2005 to 2011. The fucking show's great. That's what I do now.
Yeah, I like to binge watch some things myself. I think I don't even know what I'm doing in like 2 hours, bro. Like, I have no idea. I'm just like,
I know exactly what I'm doing in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to eat that sandwich that's in front of me.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to be hanging out with Einstein.
Nice.
That's another thing.
Nice.
And then I'm probably going to play some Assassin's Creed Origins.
Ooh.
Which is really good, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. I like it.
Do I have that game? Is it on Game Pass or some shit?
I don't know if it is or not. But that's what I'm going to be doing in 2 hours.
Yeah?
Yep. Guaranteed. I guarantee.
I haven't finished the video game. I'm in the middle of, like, at least three right now.
Video games?
Yeah, like
What are you playing?
I'm playing Borderlands 3.
Is that good?
It's great. So far, it's great. And that's the one that I really want to continue on. But I'm also playing Kingdom Hearts 3, the Disney anime Final Fantasy meshed game. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's got Mickey Mouse and Goofy.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also got the Final Fantasy characters or whatever. I started playing on that. That game was fun. And I'm also playing a game called The Outer Worlds, which was made by the people that made Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, okay. Which was also a good game.
It's pretty fucking metal. That game is awesome as shit, too. But when we got Borderlands 3, like, I just kind of, like, a big Borderlands fan. But, like, I just haven't had the fucking time. And so, like, now I'm in the middle of all three of these fucking games. And now I want to go back and play NBA 2K as the Lakers.
Because they're Kobe!
Oh, rest in peace. Yeah, that fucking, gosh.
Awful. I mean, you can have your personal opinions about Kobe.
Sure.
And who he is as a person. Nobody, you know, like... Three fucking kids died on that fucking accident. Three families are completely fucking just ripped
apart.
Yeah. The one family's like annihilated. And it's fucking Kobe.
Kobe. It's the thing you yell when you throw things in the trash.
Dude had an unstoppable fadeaway. Like, fucking, I modeled my fadeaway after that, dude. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I had a fucking slick fadeaway.
You yelled Kobe.
I don't think I ever yelled Kobe. I was Gary Payton. I used to yell Payton all the time, and nobody knew who the fuck he was. Yeah. Seattle Supersonics, son. Gary Payton was the shit.
See, I was a John Starks guy when I do my shots. You remember the New York Knicks?
John Starks.
That little obnoxious fucker. As a Cavs fan, I fucking hated him.
Everybody
same
did.
Thing with Kobe, too. Like, as just like, basketball is the one sport that I actually watch. I watch a lot of NBA and shit. And I didn't become a fan of Kobe's until right towards the end of his career when the Cavs finally won a championship.
Right.
And that's when I was kind of like, okay, I can appreciate it now that we finally won a ring. But for years, I just watched that guy destroy my favorite teams.
Yeah, he fucked us up.
Yeah, yeah. And so, but still, man, I mean, fuck.
Almost everything that come off that dude's hand would just fucking drop. I mean, he was a great basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Radiant's playing this weekend.
But Radiant's playing this weekend. not only that, Radiant is playing, I mean, it's been announced via Facebooks or whatever, but we are throwing a second pizza party. We haven't even done a podcast since before part one.
Yeah, since the first pizza party, which was fucking amazing. If you didn't get to go to that show at the matinee, Eagle fucking put together a killer fucking line. And I've said for years, I have said since Ron Trocchio back in the day at Ron's Crossroads, that man never booked any more than three bands. It was three bands, 10 to close, and it was fucking packed house all the time. What do? You book fucking three killer bands that fucking went very well together, packed fucking house, shit, like tables and fucking chairs and bottles flying through the air, lights getting fucking broke, ceiling tiles getting blown out. It was a fucking insane show. It was one of the best shows I've been to personally in years.
That's not an exaggeration.
It's not.
It's not an exaggeration.
It was a great show.
And people say people don't go out to local shows.
Fucking the singer from Wall Creeper getting stabbed with a high heel.
Oh, my God.
Multiple times. Now, the only thing I can think of is, like, because I asked you at some point during that night, like, hey, how many people are usually here on a Saturday? And you're like 20, 30, maybe?
Yeah.
There was like 100 plus in there.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that the girl who tried to murder him with a high heel was like maybe a regular, somebody that stopped in every now and then. And when they walked in the front door, they got caught in some shit.
She seemed like a club girl, like a girl that just got out of like a dance club. Mm. And I think that they may have heard the ruckus going on. We're like, we're going to check this out. And then they were like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we came in? Because she was there with a dude. I saw there's a picture of her, like, dancing with some dude, all, like, sexy-like during Wall Creeper's set. And then the next photo was her with a high heel.
Swinging the high heel.
Which,
Jason Luchka with the fucking photos that night, dude. Yeah. Like, he captured the fucking high heel being swung.
Yes.
And then he captured the bottle, the Corona bottle, flying through the air while, like, everybody's rocking out and ducking. That was why I was like, that fucking picture ruled.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I have one of his photos framed now in my house next to our computer, on our computer desk. It's got a picture. It's got the beer bottle flying.
Yeah, it's the one that I used for my fucking cover photo. I guarantee it.
Yeah, I got it blown up, like 8x10.
It's such a good fucking picture.
It was such a great fucking night. Yeah. It was really, really a great night. And so great that I'm excited about the
part two.
Yeah, and maybe a part three and a part four. Like, it was that much fun. It was that much fun. And there will be pizza.
There's going to be more pizza this time. There's going to be more pizza this time. I'll pay for it, Eagle.
You'll pay for a third.
Yeah, pay for fucking two more. We needed more pizza that night. And I told you two wasn't going to be enough.
I feel like two was perfect.
No, it wasn't.
Look.
It wasn't. Luchka didn't get none.
Here's my theory.
All the fucking pizza was ran through when Luchka got there.
Show up earlier. There was pizza there for like an hour. Okay, 9:30. This is how the next show is going to go. And we'll just name the bands right now. Persistent Aggressor, one of our favorite fucking bands. Absolutely. Larry's really the one that put this part two together. We came together to make it a Keepin' in 99 pizza party. But these are bands that are definitely like they're on our list. They're on our fucking list.
Oh, 100% of bands. But you didn't put this together. This was Larry.
Larry hit me up with asking if he got Persistent Aggressor on, And he hit me up asking if we wanted to make a pizza party out of this. And then he told me the two bands that he was looking to get were Goosed and Radiant. And me, if I were to be booking a show, that's a three fucking set that I would fucking absolutely book.
That's going to be such a good fucking
show. And so I was already kind of like, I was just on board. Larry from Persistent Aggressor was the one who actually started steamrolling the first one.
Because, because it was like your idea. Like you were like, hey, I kind of want to do this. And he was like, do it.
Yeah, yeah. And then he hit up Annie from the matinee and he was like, Eagle wants to do this. We're doing this. And then, yeah. Just
he's a go-getter.
And then I went for it. But
and it worked out beautifully.
Yeah. But I'm completely committed to the show. I'm committed to the idea of bringing pizza out at 9:30. 9:30 sharp, pizza. Uh-huh.
Pizza at 9:30.
First band plays at 10.
10.
And then we just go on. We just go on with our night. Here's what I noticed about this show that you don't get at a lot of other fucking shows where people get hammered drunk because people were hammered drunk, right? Nobody puked in that place.
No. I didn't even really see anybody overtly drunk. Like, everybody was having a good time.
You know what it was?
Hmm.
It's the pizza.
Well, yeah, we filled bellies.
Some grease and some dough. And then you start drinking and it's soaking it up. People are still like with it and they're not throwing up. That was the one thing. The guy who cleans the place, we call him Sleepy Dave. Sleepy Dave the next day, he was just like, man, whoever fucking did that, fucking assholes. There was confetti all over the place, shit flipped over, like broken glass, all kinds of stuff. And he goes, but I'll say this. The bathrooms were perfect.
That's where you want it to be perfect, dude. Like, I used to have to clean my dad's bar when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. right? And I used to have to, like, fish out, like, peppers and, you know, half of people's meals out of the urinal because fucking dudes would puke in the urinal.
Yeah.
And I'd have to get a coat hanger and, like, fish out peppers and shit. It was fucking fucky. It's not something you want to do. So, you know, if the rest of the bar's fucked up. Eh,
right.
You have to deal with poop and vomit.
And the bartenders, they made money.
They killed that night. They weren't. I don't think they were expecting. I think they got hammered. They weren't expecting the what they got, but they definitely earned their money. But they got some money that night. But they earned the fuck out of it.
It really was like I had an expectancy of some people going, but like I've done that before back in the day being in a band. Right, you always envision like what the show is going to be like what your perspective from being on the stage, and you like to think that there's going to be a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it's absolutely soul crushing when you show up.
And yeah, fall flat.
Yeah. And for the pizza party, there were so many different elements that came together. The weather was amazing
mm-hmm.
for that fucking day. That was like a big one. Everything went right on schedule. And just the actual lineup, like, of the Cheap Heat starting it off with their... It was a fun fucking set. They had the Santa Claus gimmick. They had the fucking wrestling gimmick going on. They were just pure rock and roll. Goosed came out, fucking sounded amazing with their fucking sounds. And then, we didn't even bring this up, Tony Erba.
Oh, at the end of fucking Goosed set.
Parma fucking punk... icon.
Yeah.
When I saw Tony Erba there, I marked out like a bitch to him because we had to ask him to move from the table because we were putting pizza on the table, and I stopped and I go, you're Tony Erba. And he's like, okay. And I go, fuck you, pay me. I love your shit, dude. What the fuck? So I was excited for like the longest time. I think I even said something to you.
Did you introduce yourself?
After their set.
And he was like, oh.
Yes, it was very much that. He's like, I know, keep it in on. Yeah, you guys put us over all the time. And I was like, I do. I like your band. I like you so much. Tony Erba came out with Goosed, and they did fucking Whiplash.
Dude, I was sitting there with Lacey, and I was like, are they fucking playing Whiplash right now? And I stood up, and fucking Tony's jamming, dude. Like, just, I was like, holy shit, what is happening right now? Ape shit. That fucking shit was going crazy.
Yeah. I looked at our friend Joel. I was looking at Joel, and I go, they're playing fucking Metallica. And I was like, uh-oh. And I did. I legitimately was like, uh-oh. Because that's Tony Erba. Like, I know how crazy that guy can get. Oh, like, yeah. He can be a mosh pit by himself.
Yeah.
And
he's a high-energy dude.
Yeah. And then they did AC/DC's Walk All Over You.
Yep.
And it was just fucking killer.
And killed it.
And so after that, like, that was when the ceiling thing came down because somebody shot a confetti gun. And that's what blew it out.
Somebody shot a confetti gun. Are we gonna do that? Or are we just gonna keep saying somebody?
It is Nick from Wall Creeper.
Wall Creeper. And look, you know, if you're gonna shoot off fucking confetti cannons and shit, stop throwing the fucking empty cannons at the crowd. They're made of metal.
They hurt,
dickheads.
They fucking hurt. Hey, right before Wall Creeper goes on, I see Sean, the singer of Wall Creeper, and I go, I'm scared. That's what I said to him. And he goes, and he smiles. You know, he's a firefighter. He's a man's man. He's a military
guy. And he's always all smiles, though. So nice.
He goes, why? And I go, because I've seen you guys before. And he goes, ha.
It was exactly what I expected was going to happen.
Yeah.
It was everything.
I was almost in tears because it's not even because like I had something to do with putting this show together. It's been such a long time since I've been at a show that I just felt like I was like, man, it felt like a fucking magical night. And maybe it was just me, but it did. It felt like everybody that was there. It was just a really, really just fucking special thing.
It felt like a show of back in the day. It felt like a back-in-the-day show because everybody was, you know, everybody was cool, dude. Like, there was no problems all night, and everybody was there for the same fucking thing, and everything went over very well, and it was packed, like, back in the day. You know, there wasn't a show you could fucking go to back in the day that wasn't packed. Like, there was always people there and shit. And, again, it was one of the best shows I've seen in years. Me, personally, at, like, and I've seen all kinds of shit. I love that fucking show. The energy in that room was fucking so solid, dude. Like, I had a smile on my face all night.
The whole night?
Yeah. It was dope.
Now we're going to do it a bunch more.
And then every time I hear a fucking, the fucking confetti cannon go off, we just duck.
Yep. Yeah. Now you know the duck.
We know the tube's flying and shit.
I can't wait for part two.
It's going to be dope.
I mean, Persistent Aggressor and Radiant are supergroups. To bring Goost back on for this one, I think, because in my mind, like, that's how, like, the pizza party should go. The Metal at the Mets should go. If, like, you're going to be doing multiple ones, like, one every few months or whatever the fucking time is, if you're going to be doing it, like, bring back some people. Like, I'm already in my head, like, thinking about fucking, like, 4th of July, Halloween, Christmas. And I'm like, well, what if you get Wall? You got to get Wall Creeper back on one. Cheap Heat would be good for one. And then for I'm sure. like, ooh, like, because I would like to hold out Wall Creeper for the next Christmas party.
I would like to hold out Cheap Heat for Halloween.
Right. Right. See, these are things we'll discuss. We'll discuss off air. But let's just get in the concert promoting business. I mean, I have a venue now that I can just book anytime.
Let's get in the free concert promoting business.
Dude, the free pizza party business. Because there's no way I'm ever booking a show without a fucking pizza there. I'm not doing it. I refuse.
Yeah.
I fucking refuse to fucking not have pizza at one of my shows.
I don't know why there was ever shows without pizza.
It's so stupid to not have pizza at your fucking shows. Listen, this is any local musician, because that's who listens to our show. If you're a Northeast Ohio metal musician and you want somebody to go to your show, I'm learning pizza.
Just put free pizza on your flyer.
Free pizza on the flyer. Done.
And come through with it, though. Like, don't put free pizza on your flyer and then jip out on the pizza.
Right.
You'll start a fucking riot.
And have it, like, look, have a time set to when the pizza's going to be there. That way people don't, like, get sad that they missed out on the pizza. Look, it's on you. March 13th.
9:30. Pizza.
812 West Market Street. Is it street or avenue? It's street,
West Market Street, yeah.
West Market Street. Across the street from Mr. Zub's. 9:30, there's going to be pizza there. 10:30, there's not.
Probably not.
Come at 9:30. The first band's playing at 10. So you can have your pizza, you can have your cigarette or whatever the fuck it is you do, crack, I don't know. And then you can come and you can watch the first, man, you look so confused about the crack.
If you smoke crack, you're not eating pizza.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. You're not going to show up until like after the show's over. Like, where is the show?
You're not even going to come into the show. You're going to be fucking stealing the catalytic converters off everybody's fucking cars and in the parking lot.
Oh, shit.
Everybody's going to come out with loud ass mufflers. Crackheads.
Radiant, Persistent Aggressor, Goost. And Radiant, we're gonna play them today on this because they have like an EP coming out, and they're very.
Yeah, I've listened to it.
Yeah, you've heard the whole fucking EP. I've only heard the song.
Yeah, no, I have. I had access to the EP.
Oh wow!
And
wow. Wow, roll, favoritism.
Roll around listening to that. It's good.
Guess which member of Keeping It 99 really Radian likes more. Guess which one of us they like more.
It's great.
That's not true.
Well, I don't have the fucking EP. I bet Luchka has the EP. I bet he's got it, too.
Luchka probably does.
Luchka's got everything.
I'd have to go.
Mad Skills. He made the fucking poster for the fucking pizza party, too, with the ninja, the turtle, and the... Born to Eat. I was I was like, what a perfect fucking... Oh.
I didn't even put together the Born to Kill helmet thing until somebody else said it on the thread.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, that is the fucking helmet from Full Metal Jacket.
Was it Streets of Metropolis? Is that the name of the Radiant song? Because they have the one song that's available. I'm going to find them.
I can't even find the fucking text message here. Hold on.
Does the text message say, hey, we like you so much more than Eagle. Listen to this. Then make fun of Eagle for not.
Such a good flyer. Look at that one. The Super Corruptor, Radiant, and Nodge.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good flyer, man. There's the link.
Yeah, Radiant's releasing February 6th.
And it really is a super group, man. Like, if you don't know, like, Chris Chiera was a guitar player from Sofa King Killer back in the day, and that dude fucking rocks out. Like, he's totally...
Contra, we played on the show as well.
Yeah, Contra fucking kicked ass. You know, and Burnsy hasn't played in fucking ever. Years. It's been a while. He took a break for a while.
He's a riff lord. Yeah. You'll find out if you never heard him before. Today you're going to
be
like,
he's a riff junkie. But I was super happy when Jeff Fall is the one that told me that they were doing that project or whatever. And I was just so stoked that fucking, you know, Burns is playing again. And I got to listen to the stuff. And it's, you know, it's worthy. It's fucking so good.
It really is. Yeah, they're going to be releasing, at least I know on Bandcamp, probably everywhere else too. Like, you can hear the song on YouTube too if you don't want to go to Bandcamp to check it out. Or you're going to hear it here on the show. The song's called Hearts of Metropolis. The EP is called Chapters. And I've only heard one song because, you know, I don't have that kind of nepotism in my life. But it's a banger of a fucking song. I mean, seriously, why did Jeff Fall, like, not hit me up? He's got my number.
Well, but I mean, but Burns is the one that gave me the link.
Oh.
It wasn't Fall. It was Burnsy.
I should text Fall. Be like, did Burns give you a link?
I feel like we're not talking about Jeff enough either. Like, Jeff Sullivan is a solid fucking drummer.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, that dude, yeah. He's a total fucking rock drummer. Like, he's a very tight lefty.
Yeah.
Which bothers me, by the way. Left-hand drummers fucking look silly.
I really loved him when he was in Fistula. Like, yeah. I really thought, like, because, like, he kind of added that, like, fucking, that rocky thing. And that was good for them. It's good for, like, a stonery sludge band to have a rockin' drummer and shit.
And he is a rockin'-ass drummer.
He's a rockin'-ass drummer. Because, like, you don't need, like, the crazy double kicks or the fucking blast beats for, like, a Fistula song, you know what I mean? But, like, when you start getting into the groove of shit, like, he will find it and fucking make it special.
Yeah.
Andy's is like a super, super sweetheart of a dude. Like,
oh, I had the Sullivans, period. Like, Jeff and Sean, both fucking super awesome dudes. I haven't seen Ryan in forever. Ryan was cool. I've only got to hang out with that dude a few times. And then Jody, dude, Jeff's wife. Like, Jody is like everybody's fucking mom. Like, everybody, if you know Jody, you don't not love her. Everybody loves Jody. Look at that.
Oh, look at you. Look at that. All five tracks on your phone.
Why do you not have that?
I mean, you could just shoot me that link. You could just copy that link up there and just text it to me, and then I would have it.
I feel like Burns was like, you know.
Fuck Eagle. Fuck Eagle.
I didn't want him in my practice spot.
Burns, I didn't want him in my practice spot 10 years ago. That rap metal fat fuck. You know, that kid with his breath smelling like chicken nuggets coming up to me just being like,
hey, we need a place to jam.
Hey, what's up, yo? I'd like to play at your place. Who jams here? Oh, Fistula jams here? Yeah, we fit in with yous.
He's like, no, get the fuck out.
You gotta go.
I'm not even allowed to listen to it. When the EP comes out, like, I'll probably be blocked from the website. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, I got you.
They're going to let you buy it, but then you're not going to be able to download it.
I'm going to buy it anyway. You can totally send me the link. I will buy the album anyway. I buy the album. If you see Keep It At 99's Bandcamp page,
I'm going to buy it too.
We buy Keep It At 99's Bandcamp page. We buy a fuck ton of shit. I spend money.
You do spend money.
I do spend money.
I wish I had money to fucking spend with you. Like, I don't fucking have dick.
I spend money. I promote shit with money, and I buy things with money.
I don't. I like sell all of my shit for money, and then I give it to bills. Then I have nothing. I have no money or things.
I'll just do what I do and don't pay bills. Like, I haven't done that in years. We just don't pay bills in our family.
I don't have auto insurance.
I mean, I get a lot of mail that I don't read. But I also don't pay bills. It's been pretty great.
That'd be nice. You know what I didn't want to do this year?
What's that?
Pay taxes.
Oh. Dude, that's why
I wanted to lie on my taxes this year.
That's why you need to have like 7 kids or some shit.
if it was, this is what's crazy. If I just claimed the income from the 7 months that I've been at my new job, I was going to get back like $1,700, right? But then I add the other part of the year that I was at the lakes, and it knocks it down to $700.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, if you make like fucking 30 grand a year, they fuck you out of your money.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you reached a mark that you don't get any money.
That's how they fucking get you.
It's fucking stupid.
That's how they fucking
get
you.
So I was like, if I just leave this W-2 off, then I get like fucking almost $2,000.
Dude, I remember a period of time where we were getting like, we had like the EBT thing and shit, right, with the kids.
Yeah.
And they were like, here's like $400 a month for food, and here's your free insurance. And then they're like, oh, wait, you working now? We're taking all of it away.
Yeah, we're gonna need that back.
It's like, wait, what?
Thanks.
What? And they're like, that's right. That's how the system fucks you, man. I say, fuck the system.
Yeah, they let you be real comfortable without a job. Right?
Yes.
But then you get a job, and they take everything and make you really uncomfortable. Which, to me, in turn, makes people go, fuck a job.
Yeah. Well, especially nowadays. Like, what was it I was just reading the other day? It was a headline. It wasn't a story. I don't read stories.
You didn't click on it.
I didn't click on it. But I was saying that millennials find that, like, their time is more valuable than money, and that they feel like working hard isn't really going to get you anywhere. Which is like, that's a stupid mentality. Like, that's just and I don't even.
You have to fucking work.
And what is a millennial? They're like 90 now. Like, who gives a shit what those people think?
I don't even know what the generations are called anymore. What the fuck am I? I'm a Gen Xer, right?
You're a Gen Xer.
Yeah. Nobody talks shit about us.
No. No. Why would they?
Boomers and fucking millennials. Like, Gen Xers are just fucking chilling right in the middle. Like, just, fuck you guys.
Just watching the world burn.
And Gen Zs too, right?
What's
the Generation Zs?
Yeah. What was it? My friend Shoebox, his name's Tim.
Pac-Man dude.
Pac-Man dude.
Yeah.
Shoebox from the band Worm Quartet. They're super hilarious. Look it up.
Disease and traffic. There's genocide and homelessness and plagues and corporate greed and... Fuck you! The bully is eating a flower! Fuck you!
Shoebox like brought up the point. He's just like, millennials have done nothing but like worship 80s pop culture. And, like, he's like, they've done everything they can to accommodate to Gen Xers, really. He's like, so I fucking love them. I was like, that is true. I was like, they do worship, like, 80s pop culture.
They also brought back mom jeans. Fuck
yeah.
Them. Just don't bring them back.
Don't do that.
Ugh. We got rid of those, you know? We were happy.
Right.
Got rid of those.
I have to be Gen Xer. I'm wearing jean shorts that are, like, baggy as fuck right now. That's Gen X all day, right? Like,
yeah, I would be wearing something similar, I'm sure. I have my work clothes on.
I can't tell. I'm 39 years old. Like, some people go, you're, like, the oldest millennial, or I'm the youngest Gen Xer. I consider myself Gen Xer because I remember Gen X being, like, a thing, and me being like, yeah, I want to wear JNCOs, and so I did. Now I'm Gen X.
You're D-Generation X.
D-Generation X. Oh, I wish I was DX. Shawn Michaels. Triple H.
Suck it.
Edge returned last night.
Ah, the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble happened.
I seen that. He come out and everybody was like, oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good moment. It was a good, really, his expression was beautiful because he was supposed to be retired. He was told he was never going to wrestle again.
Like had his neck fused.
Dude, yeah.
Like really fucked up.
Yep, he had the same shit Stone Cold Steve Austin had. And like, it just, his expression, the look on his face when he came out.
Oh, his eyes, dude.
So fucking special.
After he did the fireworks thing.
Yeah. Right? And then he was kind of walking down. He was so fucking amped. Like, his eyeballs were just like, he was high off the crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could see.
There was 42,000 fucking people there just freaking out for him.
He was high as shit off that. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Wrestling.
It's real.
It's part real.
It's all real.
Well, I mean, none of it's really fake.
No.
It's there. You can
see
it.
Super real. It's all super real. The Undertaker's really that. Oh, what else is going on in the world?
Eminem dropped a new album.
Oh, yeah.
What up?
Middle-aged white dudes.
Using to be everybody was like, yeah.
Dude, so,
that album fucking crushes.
The day you texted me that, I was at work when you texted me about that, right? And dude that I was working with, Madden, who we also came up with a band name called Twisted Fister, and I want to do the first song. It's called Oh, You're Gonna Take It. But but I was telling him that day, I was like, it's so funny. I always know when Eminem has a new album because like all my friends come out of the woodworks. I go, they're all like the same age as me, like white dudes. And they'll be like, you hear that new M? 2 hours later, I get a text and I just show it to him. It says, did you hear the new M? I go, there it is. And he goes, did you plan that shit? And I was like, no, I'm just telling you. I go, people come out of the woodworks. Because I listen to a fuck ton of hip-hop and stuff. And so, like, most of the things that I listen to, if I were to tell anybody, they'd be like, no, nothing. But when Eminem drops a new album, you have to know. And we have our... He doesn't always put out good shit. But
no,
like,
no, he's put out some bad shit.
I mean, notoriously.
Not this time.
Garbage shit. No.
Not this time.
Nope, he mentioned Bobby the Brain Heenan and Godzilla. So like, I was on board.
No, I mean, not only did he break his own record, like, from Rap God.
Right.
In the last verse of Godzilla. 239 words in 30 seconds. Killer within me, out of me. You don't want to be the enemy of the demon who in me. I'd be a receiving enemy. What stupidity it'd be. Every bit of me's the epitome of a spitter. When I'm in the vicinity, motherfucker, you better duck. You finna be dead the minute you run into me. 100% of you is a fifth of a percent of me. I'm about to fucking finish you, bitch. I'm available. You want to battle? I'm available. I'm blowing up like an inflatable. I'm undebatable. I'm unavoidable. I'm unevadable. I'm on the toilet bowl. I got a trailer full of money and I'm paid for. I'm not afraid to pull them. Man, stop. Look what I'm planning. Is what it was.
Jesus.
That's fucking beyond micro machines. Other than that, though, right? Like, okay, cool. You could rap fast. That's impressive. Whatever. The lyrical content on that album, I've never heard so many fucking double entendres in my life, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
And then the Darkness song, which is the first song that I seen, mm-hmm. right, and heard. He has the one that he's got the video for.
Yeah, about the shooting.
About the Vegas shooting, which I have my own opinions on, right? Like, I don't have the same view as M on the Vegas shootings and shit, right? And that's a whole other discussion. The way he structured that song and he's telling two stories at once.
Right.
Like, it was fucking brilliant. A smart fucking dude, and he wrote that really well. Everything is really well written on that fucking album, dude. Ya Ya's a great fucking song. Leaving Heaven's a great fucking song. Marsh fucking crushes. There's so many fucking good songs on that album, dude. He gave you 20 tracks, like 17 fucking songs.
He's gonna get a lot of stepdads murdered from this album.
That stepdad song was good.
Yeah. The way that I looked at the album was it seemed like the first time in, I want to say like, oh shit, man, like probably 3 or 4 records that he was just like, I'm going to make a good hip hop album. Like, that's all I want to do. I just want to make a good
I think they really poked the bear too much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think he was up in Detroit in his fucking house with all his shit.
Mm-hmm.
He put out his fucking couple albums that really didn't have a whole lot going on. You know what I mean? There were some songs here and there that were good.
Yeah.
But he hasn't put out a fucking solid banger-ass album in years. And everybody was shit-talking the dude. Like, everybody's trying to battle him. And Nick Cannon with his bullshit.
Oh, my God. That
like,
was so sad.
Bro, you wrote 4 fucking diss tracks. 4 songs. And got nothing. The stands. The fucking wannabe Eminems. All the fucking stands. Get that Dennis and Spencer Sharp. They fucking crushed Nick Cannon and his whole crew, and they're not even Eminem. Like, you lost to a bunch of dudes who nobody knows. That's how fucking bad your shit was. And then M puts out the album, and the only thing he really said about Nick Cannon was the part where he was like, what's the point in dissing somebody that's so offbeat they don't know the difference between the kick and the snare? You know what I mean? Like, he was just...
Right.
And that's all he had to say. Like, 4 fucking tracks. But that's what it was, dude. Between MGK, Nick Cannon, and that fucking Lord Jamar dude, they're just poking the bear. And I think M was just like, you know what? I'm better than everybody. I do this shit. This is what I do. And then he was just like, fuck it.
give me the pen. I'm about to fucking murder everybody.
And he did.
And he worked with some. I like that he worked with some fresher talent on this too, like Anderson .Paak, who's a tremendous hip hop artist and musician. Even Juice WRLD, who fucking died last year, who's on the hook on Godzilla.
Died in December. And that was sad, man. Like, everybody wanted to talk shit about that kid too. And if you've never, have you seen the video of him rapping for an hour straight?
Yeah.
The freestyle rap for an hour straight? Yep. That kid was fucking awesome. Like, he was really fucking good. And, you know, but everybody lumped him in with the mumble rap shit. And right. He really wasn't. Like, if you, especially if you watch that freestyle, like, the kid was fucking really good. And obviously was respected by M enough to fucking put him on a song. And I thought the best thing about that was, is that his, like, Juice WRLD's family is going to eat off that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's getting money from that shit. So, good on him. And it was a good hook, by the way. Vodka, when
you
twist the top of the
bottle, I'm a monster. You get in my way, I'm going to feed you to the monster. I'm normal during the day, but at night turn to a monster. When the moon shines like ice road truckers. I look like a villain out of those blockbusters.
Yeah. On that fucking song.
Oh, yeah. It's a very earwormy.
Yeah.
Of a hook, for sure. Yeah. New Eminem.
Oh, dude, Q-tips on that? The ya-ya?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? On the hook? Q-tip?
Come on.
Who puts Q-tip on shit anymore?
Only cool people.
Dude.
Only cool people.
Tribe Called Quest, bro.
Tribe Called Quest. Dude, their last album was fucking fire.
I mean, they're some of the best to ever do it.
I say fire. I don't care. I don't care. I'll say fire.
So what? When I texted everybody about the M shit, Big Joe, I was like, yo, that new M? Fire, 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 fire.
I said fire recently to one of our friends, and he said, don't fucking say that.
Fire emojis.
I was like, well, it is. I mean, yeah. I can't help it. Shit's I work with lit, young people, son. Bitch. I work with young people, bitch. I work with youngins.
If I went to France... Mm-hmm. I would learn some French words.
Sure.
So that I can communicate with the people. I'm fucking 42. I got to learn some young words to communicate with the youth.
And fire makes sense. Fire makes sense. This shit is hot.
Fire.
And fire's been around since like 2003. Like
Dylon.
Dylon, Dylon,
Dylon. Dylon, 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 Dylon.
Spit hot fire.
M.
Right.
That album was good.
It was a good album.
Yeah. Big Joe still hasn't listened to it. It's his birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday, Big Joe.
Happy birthday,
and Rick Fuller. Happy birthday, Rick Fuller. But he hasn't heard it yet. He was like, no, I'm waiting for it to come out on Google Play or whatever.
On DVD. I'm waiting to come out on
Netflix.
I'm waiting
for it to come out of the theater. I'm going to watch it at home.
When it comes out on Netflix, I'll check it out. I'll check that shit out.
Yeah, a lot of people talk shit about that fucking album, though. And like
people are going to. You know, like, that's just...
Well, the younger people, right? Because like, I watch a lot of YouTube videos and, like, reaction videos and shit. And, like, the younger rappers and shit are listening to it. And they literally were just like, what the fuck? We can't understand a fucking thing this dude's saying. He's rapping too fast. There's too many words. These are the complaints about hip-hop. There's too many fucking words. That's a complaint. Are you kidding me? So, everything just has to be dumbed down and lazied the fuck up for anybody to fucking enjoy anything anymore because fucking millennials. Lyrically, dude, like, even Rakim, dude, Rakim fucking...
Oh, it's my phone. Sorry.
I know, I was like, what is that?
Sorry, it was Tony with the latest rock news. I pulled up the Tool story. And they were like, hey, can we play a video? I'm Tony from Loudwire.
Oh, well, let's just segue into Tool. That was a good...
Hey, thanks for bringing that up, Tony. You can shut the fuck up now. Me and Grant got this covered.
Yeah, good looking out.
Now people know I look at my phone.
Speaking of Eminem, Tool won a Grammy.
Tool won a Grammy. Speaking of things that 40-year-old white dudes love, Tool won a Grammy for a 12-minute fucking song.
And like, here we go again with that, right? Like Tool... Same thing with Eminem. People are fucking bitching about Tool winning a Grammy because they put out an album at the end of the year and fucking win a Grammy. There's so much better music that came out last year.
Name it then. We've discussed the metal Grammy category every year since we've been doing this podcast. We've discussed it, like from Tenacious D last year, High on Fire fucking won, deservedly so.
High
for
on
all
fire,
of them
definitely.
Tool might as well have deserved it. Like, I look at the other band, like, okay, cool. Death Angel got nominated. Like, that's great. Death Angel, fucking fine.
First off, a nomination is great.
A nomination.
If you get nominated for a Grammy, that's pretty fucking sweet.
And it's not even a matter of you deserve this high fucking praise. It's good for your career. Like, I think the Grammy, we all know that any award show is bullshit. It's a bullshit thing. Obviously it's a bullshit thing, but like, for heavy metal to still have a category, because it's only had a category for a little bit over 30 years. It was like 88, 89 was the first year that they made it a thing, right? So for metal, like, it's good for these people's careers. They will get more album sales, they get more ticket sales, and that will keep heavy metal going on. Tool winning? Sure. I mean, of course they were going to win. Like, it's a pretentious award, and it's a
I get where some people don't like Tool, right? Okay. That it's just this fucking boring, melodic, they won't quit. I get where some people don't like it, man. I think Tool's a really good fucking band musically. They write good shit, and you know, they're all solid fucking musicians, man. Danny Carey's gonna be one of my favorite drummers forever. Forever.
Mm-hmm. Former drummer of Green Jelly, Danny Carey. Just a fun little fact. So, yeah, they won over I Prevail. You said I Prevail. I've never heard I Prevail. And they got nominated for a fucking Grammy.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Killswitch Engage got nominated.
I like Killswitch.
Yeah,
I like Killswitch.
You do.
I do.
I don't.
I think
but this is me. This is me.
They do it the best. They do that the best.
Like sing about heartbreaks and shit.
Yes, know? And then scream about it.
Screaming about
He's like, I'm singing about it. I'm sad. I'm so sad. But then he's like, I'm angry about it too.
No, there's always just been some disconnect with me and Killswitch Engage. Like, it's always been a band that, like, most people that I know that listen to metal like them. I know some, I have a few friends that love Killswitch Engage.
Right.
And, like, and I'm at a point now in my life where I can't fucking judge anybody for listening to anything. Like, that's not, it's. You know, like what the fuck you like, unless it says I Lay Dying, but like what the fuck you're gonna like. Because that dude's a piece of shit. If you have any moral fucking standards.
All of them are pieces of shit now.
If you have any moral fucking standards in this life, you won't like that fucking band.
I only had a problem with him, right?
Right.
Because his band, when all that shit went down, they were like, we're done with that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't support that.
On.
We don't support that. And then they realized they couldn't make no fucking money without him.
Because they were mediocre as fuck.
Right. So then he gets out of prison and they're like, hey, maybe we should get back together and fucking tour for the money grab.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. Fucking convictions, no morals.
No,
fuck
whatsoever.
You. Fuck you guys.
None whatsoever.
You sucked on your own. You need Tim Lamb boobs this. Fuck him.
It was like you hired a hitman to fucking kill your fucking convictions. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they actually pulled through.
Yeah.
They actually pulled through this time. They didn't fucking set you up. They go
probably offered him more than $1,000.
Jeez. I know. $1,000. Like, ugh. Like, what were you expecting to get? If you would have threw out, like, $30,000, I bet that cop would have killed her.
That cop was like, worth it.
No. I checked with him. He's not trying to kill her. Oh, she died?
Crazy.
I'm going to Hawaii now. Bye forever.
I think it was, you know, it's cool that they went. You know.
Killswitch is
most people that win Grammys aren't liked by a lot of people. Like, most of my metalhead friends don't like Killswitch.
Right.
Like, they think they're fucking pussy.
Yep.
And that's cool.
Hey, well, my thing was never even that they were like, to me, it just felt generic to me, like, when I heard it. And also, too, like, they came out at a time when I got introduced to Meshuggah.
Right.
And Meshuggah was a band, like, I will openly admit this now, no problem. The first 2 years that I listened to Meshuggah, I did not get it, but I fucking told people I did. I did. I didn't know what the fucking cadence was. I couldn't follow along with that shit. But all I knew was what I was hearing was a fucking tight unit of musicians that were doing this jazz fucking tuned down, like 20 string guitar shit that I wasn't hearing anywhere around here.
Or, yeah, it was just very weird time signatures.
And so I knew that what I was listening to, I knew it was great. But the listenability for me was like not really there. There was like three songs. There was a song called Burn, the fucking whatever one that from the first song from Destroy, Erase, Improve. Like they had a few songs that like I could listen to on a loop and be like, yeah, fuck yeah. But, like, for the most part, like, I would listen to Meshuggah, and I'm just like, oh, God, I'm getting anxiety. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, I got, like, ah. But then, like, it did, like, just, like, listening to him more and more and more, like, it made more sense to me. Because at first, Meshuggah just didn't, the music was so crazy that it didn't make, it. My brain couldn't process exactly what the fuck I was listening to. But after some point, I really got into them, and that's kind of when Killswitch came around. And so I'm hearing these bands, like, do, like, the same kind of fucking tuning, they have the same guitar tones, the, you know, the same fucking look as a Meshuggah and stuff, but then the clean tone singing shit would always fuck me up. But, like, also musically, I was like, man, this is so simple. I've been listening, I just actually got into Meshuggah, been listening to them for 3 years, but just got into them, and, like, meh, from a musician. And so it was an elitist. They came out at a bad time for me to try to like them because I was at my most elitist.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those things that just kind of like sticks with you, I think.
I think it was the same way when Killswitch came out that like I was very against the singy screamy.
Yeah.
Singy screamy I was not into. But once more bands started doing it, I really appreciated Killswitch because they do it the best. Like the other bands that were fucking...
They're shitty. They're shit.
It was awful. It was like they were copycatting
right.
Killswitch and just not doing a very good job of it. And so to me, they were just the ones that did that the best. And it's also kind of like a separate... It's not just metal to me. Like that's a separate thing. That's in its own little category of metal. You know? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're just on top of that category. Like they do it the best. What's the guitar player's name? Adam
Dukovic?
Yeah, that dude. Dukovic. He's fucking hilarious.
That dude's cool.
Yeah, and seems awesome.
Seems like a sweetheart of a guy.
That video of him going to the bar while he's playing guitar and ordering a drink and shit. I'm like, that dude.
And him on Price is Right and shit. Like, fanboy. Yeah.
Killed it.
That shit was great.
Yeah.
Shit was absolutely great. Like, I have nothing against him as people. I think Howard Jones is a phenomenal singer, and people should check out his band prior to that. I think he might still be with, they're called Blood Has Been Shed.
I don't know if that's the same band that he's still with.
I think he's got a new one.
But they're going to be touring with Killswitch.
I think it's a different band.
Yeah.
I think it's a different band that's touring. But Blood Has Been Shed, they had an album called Spirals back in the day. That was fucking great. It was a legit killer album.
I don't...
Highly recommend it. Here, I'll play a snippet of Blood Has Been Shed right now on the motherfucking show.
Yeah, because I don't know if I've heard that. But, you know, I'm a Howard Jones fan, dude. I mean, dude could fucking sing. He could also pee on people.
Yeah, if he wants. It's his call. But did you not know that Tool was going to win? When I saw the nominees at first for the metal category, I go, they're just going to give it to Tool. Like, there's no way that they're not going to give the thing to Tool. Like, if Tool's nominated, they're winning, and they did.
Yeah.
I didn't even question it.
I was kind of in the same boat. Like, look, they haven't put out an album in, like, 13 years. And
it was
one of the top selling albums of the year, and it came out towards the end of the year.
Yeah, like, and then the Grammys also needs their own fucking recognition. They need some sort of clout, and to have like Tool at your award ceremony alone, you know, like gives you a little bit of fucking that. So
I don't want to feel all cooped up. I feel like I'm on a chain. I got morale all souped up. We're never coming back again. Time don't mean nothing.
Well, shit. Anything else? Like, we got almost an hour worth of shit.
Which is crazy. I don't even feel like it.
I know. It's been so long. I hope to do this again sometime. See, though, my plan was back in December to do one before our first pizza party.
Yeah, I thought we were going to do one the following Monday. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
I thought we were going to do one.
And then I was like, all right, and then we can probably do like a little bit of a hiatus and stuff because like this go around has been all me, ultimately. Like I've been a little ghost in a little just like.
I think I told Wally and Elise that I was like, it's to the point to where I was the one that got a hold of him and was like, hey, do you want to do a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And I never do that. Like that never happens.
Yeah, because like I would be the annoying up your ass like three times a week. Like, hey, what's good?
All right, when you get together and
you'd be like, no, can't. And I'd be like, well, what about this day? And you'd be like, no.
My life sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look how the tables have turned because my life sucks now.
That's how you know, like if you haven't heard from us in a while, one of our lives are awry. Like, things are going bad.
Everything sucks so much.
So really, like, if you don't hear our podcast, like, if an episode doesn't come out for a while, you should probably check in on
it. Yeah, check in, please, dude. Just text a little, like, hey, how you doing? You doing okay? You okay?
You guys all right?
I'd appreciate that. I'd probably cry.
Like, oh my God, somebody finally asked me if I'm okay.
But yeah, that, I mean, seriously, it was the first time, I think, ever since we started doing the podcast that it got so long out that, you know, because of, you know, everything that's going on with you guys, that I was like, man, we should probably do one.
Right. I've definitely, I love doing this so much. Like, I love talking with you and just laughing with you. And I love doing that, like the whole process of putting the podcast up and the edits.
Your editing process and your production process and shit. I know that you enjoy that time.
Yeah, it's my creative whatever the fuck you want to call it. What I mean? It's my creative outlet. And
you're not a rapper no more.
I'm not. I do something where people actually listen to me. It's nice. And but I seriously do love doing this. And but I did. I had like a good month where I was just kind of like just so fucking like I didn't want to do anything other than just like I was like I'm just gonna go to work. And just try to just hold shit down. Just like, and I just couldn't. I didn't have the time. There was also that, you know, it was like my time was doing a lot of the promotion work and all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, once you got promoted at work, you know, things were a little rough.
Yeah, but now I make my own schedule.
Here's what really sucks is that since we haven't been doing them, other people have started doing them.
Yes.
And so there's a podcast called the Cleveland's Finest Podcast. Have you heard that yet?
No,
and they actually do videos and like call in shit. And it's Mike Wendell.
Oh, okay, I know Mike Wendell.
You know, the Wendell Effect.
Yeah,
dude at the Vortex.
Yep.
So they have their own little podcast and shit. But they got like 3,000 people that fucking listen to them already. They just started that shit like a month and a half ago.
Man, fuck you guys, dude.
I'm like,
yo, fuck you guys,
first
dude.
Off, okay, Cleveland's Finest Podcast.
Is it though?
You're from Akron.
No, I'm just
Mike, you're from fucking Akron.
Mike!
You are not from fucking Cleveland. But I'm glad that you said you're Cleveland's Finest Podcast.
Yeah.
Because you're not Akron's.
That's us.
We are.
And we're back, sort of.
We are.
For now.
We reign kings.
So this Saturday.
Radian.
Yeah. We're going to play you out with Radian. There. You know what?
What's this at again? Musica?
Musica.
Yeah, dude, that's a cool little club, dude.
Can we give them the label that we used to give bands all the time that we play at the end of the show? You want to go for time's sake?
What?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's that time.
Is it time?
It's time.
Badass Band of the Week!
That's right. Radiant. Badass Band of the Week, super group. You got guys like Jeff Fall, who's in a band called Rue.
Oh,
Hate Theory. Mm-hmm. He's in Burn Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Foul Spirits. Mm-hmm. Fucking, what is he not in?
he's been in a lot of stuff.
Jeff Falls, obviously, he's one of our favorite fucking singers from the Northeast Ohio region for the past fucking 20 plus years.
Collectively, yeah. like one of my favorite singers of all time.
Yes.
Across the board.
This band is, when I first heard it, like, I was just like, I knew it was going to be good. Like, seriously, like, I knew it was going to be good, given the fact, you know, like we were talking earlier, like, it's a very super group. These are dudes that have been playing music for well over fucking 20 years within the scene, and they're not doing a band now as, like, some old guy, like, hey, let's get back in jam. These are dudes that have fucking stuck through it for the fucking years because they're fucking good. You notice, like, does any of the guys remember the band Enemy?
Oh, yeah.
You remember them?
Enemy.
Okay, what are those dudes doing now?
I haven't talked to him
since. There you go. But what's Wally doing? What's Wally from Foul Spirits
jamming like every night.
They do it because they're good. They stay with it because there's a fucking reason for it. It's not because they're just like delusional and like, man, I'm going to fucking blow up. They make fucking solid shit. Yeah. And I promise you it's solid shit.
Wally and Elise and Tom Uron and fucking Buddy and their fucking project and shit. Like, dude, I'm excited to see that shit.
Dude, was it Maggot Breath too?
Oh, yeah, Maggot Breath
Elise,
as well.
Elise just joined Maggot Breath. Yeah. I was talking about both those bands with Jessica about when I okay, just a little insider. After the success, what I felt like was a successful show at the Metal at the Mat, I started writing down a list of bands that I would like to start promoting my, like with that, through that means. Mm-hmm. Bands that I think that would like get over with a fucking audience if you put them on the right exact bill and shit.
Right.
Both those bands were like high on my list with a lot of different reasons why. And I was telling Jessica, I was like, I go, I don't even think these guys have played shows, but I want to fucking help get them out there. Like, right. I want to put this shit out there because I think the moment that people see this band, they're going to be like, what's this? And then when they hear it, they're going to be like, oh, fuck. And if I'm able to fucking at all fucking help with that, I would love to. Like, any whether it's podcast or booking, but they're the Metal at the Mats, future Metal at the Mats, hopefully. Hopefully they'll do it.
That's, you know, they're gonna be good. There's never going to be a bad Metal at the Mat. It's not going to happen.
But Radian's one of those bands that, oh my God, like when I saw the picture and I was like, I know him. Like I did like, oh, that shit's going to be good. When I put it on, when I heard this fucking song, I was like, it was okay. So it opens up like it's a minute, very riffy, right? It's like kind of the same sort of riff. And you get to the point. I got to the point to where I was like, all right, Burns.
Switch it up, Burns.
I get it. It's a good riff.
Wait, okay.
I get it.
You got
like,
ideas.
This is a good, you like, you want to open it up. You're like, hey, wait for it. But when's it? And before I could even ask the question, he hit with the next fucking riff, right? Because it like stops and then it's like,
yeah,
guitar,
yeah.
Like then it shits
the
on.
Change, yeah.
And the change, I was like, oh shit. Like I was legit. I was with Jessica in bed listening to it on the Bluetooth speaker, which is a dope ass speaker. And I was like, oh shit. And I looked at her, I go, man, motherfucker is a riff god. He's just a god. I was like, this shit. And then Jeff, dude, like, Jeff fucking, oh, just everything. You're going to hear it. They're the badass band of the week. This Saturday, go to Musica. It's a free show.
Free show.
Goose, who's also playing the fucking part two. They played part one of the fucking Metal at the Mat pizza party. We'll talk more about that. We'll do another show before the next Metal at the Mat. I can guarantee it, maybe.
Hopefully we do more shows.
I would like to do more shows.
Like, I don't want to be gone this long again.
You know what? Me neither.
I don't.
I love you.
I love you.
All right. You know what? We're not going to do what we did to you. Again, guys. I'm trying not to.
Look, again, if, you know, we fall off, it's because shit is gone fucky.
Check in on us.
You know?
You got our contact info. Fucking do it. Just be like, hey, y'all feeling okay?
Yeah.
Just go up on our Facebook page every once in a while and be like, hey, shit okay? Like, and we will know.
You
we
I?
Will know that you listen to this episode.
Two words. You I?
And you care. Now here's some Radian for you.
Yep.
Until next time, my name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye forever.
Sooner than later.